Good morning. Our question today is somebody who is hearing Havdalah, somebody who is being Yotze via the Mavdil, the person saying Havdalah, but is a distance away from the candle. Can that person still be Yotze the mitzvah of Birkas HaNer or not? So in fact, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch yesterday that there's a concept, Ein Mevarchin al HaNer Ad SheYeoso LaOra, that we should not be saying a brach on the Ner until there is Yeoso LaOra. What does that mean? So told us the Shulchan Aruch, Dehainu SheYesamuch Lo, that we have to be close enough to the candle that we would be able to distinguish between the coin of this country and the coin of this country. In other words, I can distinguish between a quarter and a shekel or something like that. I can distinguish between two coins, or it could be even the same country. It doesn't really matter. As long as it's two different coins, I can distinguish between them. So it seems to be based on the Shulchan Aruch that you have to, even a listener has to be close enough to actually be able to benefit from the candle. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah fleshes this out a little bit. He says that's the standard, is that you can be able to distinguish between two coins. And if you have somebody who wants to be Yotze, not only the Havdalah of somebody, but also the specific, the Birkas HaNer, which is included in the Havdalah, it's one of the four brachas, Yekarev Atzmo Eitzel HaEsh Keshiur Zeh, you have to make sure that you come close enough to the fire that you would be able to distinguish between two different coins. So based on this Mishnah Berurah, it's pretty clear that if somebody wants to be Yotze, the full Havdalah, in other words, including the Birkas HaNer, the Borei Morei HaEsh, he has to stand close enough that he can indeed benefit from that candle, that he can benefit from that flame and be able to distinguish between two different coins. So each individual would be incumbent. If we have 100 people that are being Yotze a Havdalah, they would all have to stand close enough that they could have that benefit. Now the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he asks somewhat on this Mishnah Berurah, he says, but this concept of the Birkas HaNer, it's a Zecher L'Yetzirah. We are simply remembering the creation of fire, the first Motzei Shabbos by Adam HaRishon. So if that's the concept, it's not a Birkas HaNenin that we need to say a bracha because we're about to have Hana. It's not like we are saying Sha'akol Ni'eh B'Dvaro because we're about to have a drink. It's not a Birkas HaNenin. And how do we know it's not a Birkas HaNenin? Because we can have Hana from fire and flames and light even before we say this bracha. If it were a Birkas HaNenin, we would not be able to benefit until after the bracha. You can't have a drink of water and then say Sha'akol on the Ebed Varo and continue your drinking, you have to say the bracha in advance. So that is not the concept here. It's not a Birkas HaNenin. It's a Zecher L'Yetzirah. We're simply remembering the creation of fire on Motzei Shabbos. Accordingly, he says, why can't we compare this to the person? We have somebody who's being Yotze via somebody else. So just like the person who's saying the Havdalah, he's the one who's saying Borei Pri Hagafen, and only he is the one who's drinking, and everyone else is Yotze the Havdalah via the person who is saying the Havdalah. Not everyone is taking a drink from it. So too, why don't we say the similarly, that everyone is being Yotze via the Mavdil? He's saying the bracha Borei Me'arei HaEsh. He's the one who's close enough to have this benefit. He's the one who's close enough to distinguish between the two coins, and that's a vision, and no one else has to be that close. We are just like we're not drinking the cup. He is, but that's enough. So too, he's going to be the one who's going to benefit from the candle, not everyone else. So that's what the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa initially says, but Lamaisi says, truth be told, shemitzvah shekol echad yehaneh be'atzmo me'or haner. In fact, it is indeed a mitzvah. This is indeed not like the drinking of the cup. Then when it comes to the drinking of the cup, only the mavdil drinks and everyone is yotze. But here we have everyone, each person is supposed to have their own benefit from the candle. And accordingly, if we have a situation, says the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, that somebody is not standing very close to the candle, so he cannot benefit, he cannot distinguish between two coins, for example. And in fact, to complicate things, his Ikar Hana, when he's standing there in the room, is that you have the electric lights on. So certainly you cannot benefit from the candle then. So says the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, the Chathchila, you should be strict to shut off the electric lights, so that Yuchal Enod Miner Havdalah, so that everyone can have each person have a Hana from the Ner Havdalah. Each person can have Hana from the flame from the candle. So that is option Number one, if you're too far away or you're not able to benefit because of the electric lights that are on, shut off the electricity. You need to have benefit from the candle. So the next possibility is as follows. Or you're standing there, you're a distance away, you can't have hana, or you have the electric lights on, you should have kavavana to not be yotze, the birkas haner, when you're hearing havdalah. In other words, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of havdalah, all the rest of the havdalah, by the person who's saying the havdalah. But this specific bracha on the ner, have in mind, I'm not being yotze, don't say amen on it. And after the completion of the havdalah, go to the candle, say your own bracha, and have hana'a from the light. So wait until afterward. For example, if you're at a big conference, a convention, NCSY, Erechim convention, Motzei Shabbos, you're not close enough, wait until afterwards, let everyone clear out, then go find the candle, and it has to be lit, obviously, and then you're going to say the bracha and have your own hana'a. So that is option number two. And option number three is you should have kavana to be yotze. You should have say amen, even though you're a distance away and you cannot have hana'a right now. But after the havdalah, you were yotze. You had in mind to be yotze. You said amen. Make your way to the candle and have hana'a at that point. Don't speak. Don't get involved in other things. You said you're yotze the bracha. Go straight after the havdalah. Get to the candle and have your hana'a then. And you are yotze the birkas haner. Either of those three ways. Have a wonderful day.